that is important. So when we get that call, we can say, here are places that have language access. So it's going to be really, really important. So we appreciate it. This is the helpline crew that the $1 million is going to go. I mean, I hope it will. I'll probably go for, we need to be a little austere these days, right? So we're going to probably stretch it out as a 2-year.
I figure.
And then we'll look for permanent funding after that.
Yeah.
But Honora is our leader of our education outreach in the helpline. So I want her to introduce her team.
Okay.
And then Sufan is going to tell her story.
Very good. Okay.
So very nice to meet you, Senator Murray. My name is Nora. I'm the manager of education and outreach. And we have the whole team of the helpline here. So first we have Ms. Jung Kim. She is a helpline Korean lead and also the content manager. And we also have Kate as a helpline Vietnamese lead. So we are also supported by our CSAP participants. So we have Ms. Shofen, John, and Grace supporting the Chinese line, including both Mandarin and Cantonese. Also, Mr. Lee on the Korean line, and also Mr. Huang on the Vietnamese line. So even though they doesn't really speak English, but they are supervised by the staff who can speak the same language. So that's basically our model. And we also want to have Ms. Shofen to share her story with you here. So I'll be the interpreter for her.
Okay, very good.
Yeah. 你好，大家好，我是李秀芬，我是纳玛卡的一名员工，担任福利顾问和电脑导师。我曾经也是CSAP的一个参与者。
Hello everyone, my name is Shofen Lee. I am an employee at NAPCA serving as a benefits counselor and digital skills tutor. I was also a CSAP participant.
当时由于缺乏语言和技能，我找不到工作，是CSAP呢，让我在不同的培训单位学到了很多技能，那么也提升了我的电脑水平，啊，这也参加了电脑培训，也提升了电脑水平，从学员开始，逐渐逐渐呢，就参加到这个协助教学，那么现在呢，终于被纳玛卡聘用了。
At that time, due to limited English proficiency and lack of skills, I couldn't find a job. But through CSAP, I was able to gain skills at different host agencies and improve my computer proficiency. Through digital skills training, I transitioned from a student to a teaching assistant and was later hired.
我目前在帮助热线为中国客户解答福利问题，也帮助，也带领中文电脑班，我感谢 能有机会提升我自己，获得补贴休退休生活的那个收入，还能帮助社区中那些需要帮助的人，我非常高兴，谢谢。
Currently, I assist Chinese clients with their benefits through the helpline, and I lead the Chinese digital skills classes. I am so grateful for the opportunity to develop my skills while making some money to support my retirement, and for being able to help others in the community who need support, just as I once did. Thank you.
Very good.
Did you have any questions?
Let me just say, I am really honored to be here today on Lunar New Year, but to bring my own red pocket of $1 million.
The biggest red envelope.
The biggest.
Ever seen.
there's a reason that I worked with all of you. I know my staff works with all of you. They know the incredible things you bring to the community. But I know we are a very diverse community here. And everybody needs to have the opportunity to be able to get the benefits that they have and that they deserve. And language should not be a barrier. And I'm so impressed with the work that is done here. Especially as Clayton, you talked about all the changes that are coming to programs that, you know, people are stressed enough, but language shouldn't be a barrier. And I know the incredible work you do, and I'm really delighted to have worked with your team. They're great to work with, and all of you, to bring that to you today and to know that it's going to make a difference in people's lives.
Well, you have an amazing team too. I've been privileged to work with them going way back in the 90s, mm-hmm. but I got to shout out to Shana and to Abby on your, you know, I was visiting with Abby, and I think I brought a board member and a couple of the folks in, and we went in, and they said, Abby knew our issues so well. They said, were we advocating to her? Was she advocating to us? And I said, no, that's Senator Murray. She's so in cue and coordinated with our issues that just there's no doubt about it. And so we just think it's just critically important. And so we really appreciate that. I think from an issue side, I'll just say it really briefly. I know we don't have that much time left, but I think our top three issues coming in this year, one is going to be, you know, the administration zero-funded CSEP last time. We fully expect they'll do it again. Yeah. We fully expect the House to kind of say, hey, it's just follow suit, kind of blindly, for lack of a better word. Even some of the moderate Republicans who have been historically supported CSEP, they'll kind of say to us, oh, well, you know, I like the program too, but, you know, the Senate will put it back in. And you just kind of sit down and you go, guys, this is not all so easy. So it's so important that we have you. And really, I have to give a little shout out to Senator Collins, because you guys have a good working relationship. It's more a little more bipartisan, reasonable over there. And so it's kind of our saving grace. And in this time is going to be key. So CSEP funding and the other Old Americans Act are number one.
Yeah.
Number two, the language access in general, like we talked about, this whole English as the official language. Of course, we operate the government in English, but clearly what that's done is given kind of a wind at the back of the folks that really want to get rid of all language access.
Yeah.
And it's just not realistic. The story of this country is immigrants who came here for the next generation, and the first generation is always going to have some language access. My dad spoke English just fine, but when he was later in life in an assisted living facility with Alzheimer's, there were days and sometimes a few days when he would go back to a time when he only spoke Chinese.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's so important to have that language access. But, you know, if you're going to go to a facility, you want to go someplace that you feel a little bit closer to home.
Right.
And nothing like having familiar food and familiar language makes you feel home. So those are such important things. I think the last piece is, besides language, is just going to be the broader outlook of, how shall I put this? It's been incoming on every front.
Yeah.
And so we don't feel singled out. It literally is virtually every program under the sun is being jeopardized, and it's very hard to traverse. So we are so grateful to have you in our court in that regard.
Well, you can count on me. Yeah. I will continue fighting to make sure that we take care of everyone in this country, and the communities that you all represent and talk to every day are an important fabric of our community.
Yeah.
We have to make sure that you do well too.
And we'll, you know, right now we operate. It's a smaller team, or smaller, it's a skeletal crew. And so mostly we take incoming calls on voice message, and then they get back to them. But the folks would rather get someone who speaks their language.
Right.
You know, the old model, what they'll say is, oh, well, we have a outside interpreter that comes in. I call that the placebo effect, right? Because what happens is, like, can you wait 10 minutes while we get someone that speaks your language? And first of all, if they don't understand you in English saying that, they're not going to know to wait.
Right.
And then two, people don't like the cadence of that third party translation is very hard to do.
It is hard, yeah.
And so we actually have a very high touch model that says, okay, when we've got an issue, we resolve it to the end. It's not call this other line for this information, and then they just, you know, punt them over there. Because of the language barrier, we actually are high touch all the way to the end and to the finish. And so it really distinguishes how we do it. As a matter of fact, I put English up there partly because we have some folks who speak English, but the reality is the majority of the folks who speak English say, I have a friend who called you guys, and you guys, like, you know, emailed the three best choices and walked me through the choices, and, you know, I know you're not making any money on this because we don't want to be commissioned, because that kind of compromises your objectivity, for lack of a better word. And so we get a lot of English-speaking folks that just say, hey, we just heard you guys are great. So we just appreciate it, and we're proud. I actually often say we use that. There is a culture of customer service in Washington State that is second to none, in my opinion. And we basically carry that forward, but we do it in different languages.
Everybody needs to be loved.
Yeah, so we appreciate it. Anyway, are we good to go? I think on the way out, we were hoping to get a staff photo.
Great.
And then
happy
I know you
that.
Have a couple other things going
Great.
On.
Happy
and,
to do that.
And
happy Lunar New Year.
I have